welcome to this podcast with me, Steve Griffiths. I'm really enjoying working through the Book of Jonah at the moment, and I hope you've been able to listen to the last couple of episodes when we worked together through chapter one of this brilliant little book in the Old Testament. You might remember that God had called Jonah to travel east to Nineveh, but Jonah had other ideas and took a ship to go as far west as he could to Tarshish in southern Spain. Jonah hid himself in the hold of the ship, but a huge storm hit the seas and the sailors were fearing for their lives, and Jonah acknowledged his guilt before them and offered himself as a sacrifice, so they threw him overboard to appease God. And as he was drowning in the stormy sea, God sent a huge fish to swallow Jonah to keep him safe and to save his life. And we join the story today with Jonah in the belly of the fish, and now he is praying to his God. And one thing we're seeing, I hope, as we go through this short podcast series is that, in a sense, Jonah is all of us. We are all Jonah. Each one of us has disobeyed God at times in our lives. Each one of us has gone our own way, followed our own way, rather than following God's will for our lives. Each one of us has suffered consequences for running away from God. And each one of us, like Jonah, are so loved by God. And we know that God will not give up on us when we go through dark times in life. And I do take great comfort from the first two verses of this part of the story, which say this: "From deep inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. In my distress, O Lord, I called to you, and you answered me." So why are these verses so encouraging? Well, for this simple reason. We all know that we should pray daily, and that we should pray to God in good times as well as bad. But in reality, we are not always as faithful in prayer as we should be. And when life is going well for us, often we forget to pray. We forget our need for God. And it's only when life gets chaotic for us, or when we hit a major problem in life, that we remember to pray. It's when we're struggling and when we feel that our back is to the wall that we often remember to pray when we cry out to God. And to be honest, there's often an accompanying sense of guilt with that. We feel guilty that we've ignored God during the good times and only turned to him during the tough times. But what a miracle it is that God does not see it that way. He loves to hear from us. We are his children, and he doesn't feel disappointed in us in the way that we may feel disappointed in ourselves. And that's what Jonah makes clear here. He was in the belly of the fish before he cried out to God. He was in deep trouble before he started praying. And what does he say? "In my distress, O Lord, I called to you, and you answered me." You answered me. So there is encouragement for us all. If you are in a dark place in life right now, if you're really struggling, if you feel like you are stuck in the belly of the fish with no means of escape, and if you've not spoken to God in prayer for a while, don't feel that you can't talk to him now. God longs to hear from you, and it is never too late to pray. He will hear us, and he will answer us. So I want to briefly look at this prayer that Jonah makes when he is in the depth of his suffering and see what it can teach us about how to pray when we are going through tough times. And there's just four points I want to briefly make in this podcast. Firstly, that Jonah recognized his need for God. This is how Jonah describes his own prayer in verse 2. "In my distress, I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry." Jonah knew that he was as good as dead. There was no hope for him. This was the absolute low point of his life, and he knew that he had no more resources within himself on which he could rely. And so he turns to God for help. And I think two interesting things happen here, which we may be able to relate to in our own lives. Firstly, God hears his prayer and answers him. God meets him at the lowest point in his life and shows grace and mercy. But also, I think this moment marks a change in Jonah himself. Because let's not forget how the story of Jonah started. God had wanted him to go to Nineveh and proclaim God to them because they too were at an all-time low. And God wanted them to repent and return to him. And now, here is Jonah in the same situation. He is at an all-time low, needing to repent and return. And I think that this is a turning point for him when he can finally empathize with the people of Nineveh. And I think the same is true for us too. When we've been through a really difficult time in life and we've returned to God and worked our way through it, we are better able to serve others and feel compassion for them in their pain. We are able to use our own pain to minister to others. So if you are having a tough time of things right now, in the plans of God, nothing is ever wasted, and you can have the hope and the assurance that when you come through the other side, you will be stronger than you were before, and you will have the opportunity to minister to others in their pain. God can redeem the darkest points of our lives and use them so that through our wounds, we can bring healing to others. Secondly, Jonah recognized the hand of God in his plight. In verse 3 of his prayer, Jonah says this, "You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me." Jonah was acknowledging that even though it was the sailors who'd thrown him overboard, in reality it was the hand of God at work in his life. Now, as I mentioned in my previous podcast, sometimes the storms in life do indeed come from God so that he can discipline us and encourage us to change our way of life. And sometimes the storms in life don't come directly from God. They're just part of the ups and downs of life. But either way, God is present with us in our troubles and can use the dark moments of our lives and speak to us through them. So that means we have a choice to make when we face difficult times in life. We can lose heart and become discouraged. We can resist the situation in which we find ourselves, or even pretend it's not happening. Or we can endure, grow in resilience, and try to find out what God is saying to us through this time of trial. It's far from easy to do that, of course, but no experience in life is wasted if we seek to find God in the midst of it. So if you're going through a difficult time right now, what might God be saying to you? I'd encourage you to spend time praying about it and trying to find the voice of God in your time of trial. So firstly then, Jonah recognized his need for God. Secondly, Jonah recognized the hand of God in his plight. And thirdly, Jonah put his trust in the promises of God. In verse 4, Jonah says this, "I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple." Now this is a reference to the words of King Solomon when he dedicated the temple for the worship of God in 1 Kings chapter 8. Solomon said this, "When a prayer is made by any of your people and he spreads out his hands towards this temple, then you will hear from heaven and will forgive and act." So here Jonah is trusting that promise of God in Scripture that if we humble ourselves and turn to seek God's grace and forgiveness, then he will honour that and will not withhold his love and mercy from us. Perhaps if we know in our heart of hearts that we have turned away from God, then be encouraged that it's never too late to return to him and experience his grace in our lives. And finally, Jonah submitted to God's will for him. In verse 9, Jonah says this, "I with shouts of grateful praise will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord." Jonah couldn't save himself. The sailors couldn't save him. Swimming in the violent seas to shore wouldn't save him. Only God could save Jonah. Salvation comes from the Lord. When we are going through a difficult time in life, this is the ultimate lesson that we need to learn. And it's better to learn it sooner rather than later. And as we learn to submit to God's will for our lives, so we will find a way through the storms in our lives and the prospect of a new life emerges. As we read so graphically in verse 10, "And the Lord God commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land." I'm sure that in itself must have been a very humbling experience for Jonah, but it did mark the beginning of a new start for him and the opportunity for him to start afresh with God. So this is a passage that speaks deeply to us if we are going through a difficult time in life. It's never too late to return to God in prayer. And as we do so, we remember these four principles. We need to recognize our need for God. We need to look for God's activity, even in our lowest moments. We need to trust the promises of God, and we need to submit to God's will for our lives. And in the light of that, as he did with Jonah, God will help us find a way through the darkness towards a fresh start in life, with him as our constant companion and support. So I hope that you found this a useful podcast, and my prayer for you today is that you will know the presence of God with you, especially if you're going through a tough time right now, and that you'll be able to cling on to his promise of salvation and healing for you, and that with God, there will be light at the end of the tunnel. So I hope you have a good week ahead. Thank you for being with me today, and I look forward to being with you again very soon. Bye-bye.